Hi everyone, JJ Walsh here. This is Seek Sustainable Japan, the talk show podcast, trying to make things a little positive despite the gloom and doom and doom scrolling. It is a focus on good people doing great things in Japan in terms of trying to keep the value that we need for people and planet in more balance with profit making of businesses. And how can we do that? There's so many wonderful people I have the chance to talk to every year, focusing on their passion for preserving different parts of Japanese culture or traditions or doing business in a more sustainable, ethical, community-focused, environmentally friendly way. There's so many wonderful examples. So I hope it can be your little silver lining in our dark clouds. Now, I was thinking a lot about how 2026 going forward, what can we think about going ahead? Flaws and all, let's go. So in a similar fashion, I've been thinking a lot about this, in a similar fashion to replaceable fully charged batteries, e-moped drivers, electric mopeds. Now around the world, I was just reading about this in Africa. They're able to stop over a little pit stop, exchange their spent battery at a roadside for a brand new battery, put it in their moped and get to full charge immediately in a few minutes and be back on the road. And I was thinking, how cool would it be to be able to completely refresh, get an entirely new peak fitness body back as well. And as I was going to sleep, kind of ruminating on these ideas, I had a very vivid dream. And my dream, it's a future where we can transfer our personalities and our minds into fresh new bodies every 24 hours or every week or every month, depending on how fast you're going to use up this new top form. So for me, it was kind of going back to my early 30s when I was racing triathlon, running through mountains, and I feel a longing sometimes for those times when I had so much strength and I didn't tire. I remember it as boundless energy. Of course, your choice would be a different time in your life, but it was such a nice part of the dream and these amazing applications. Of course, as I woke up, I was thinking, wow, this would be amazing for people who want to escape an aged physique, of course, like I was thinking of, but also completely amazing for people with disabilities or anyone who's had an injury. They would be able to completely get a working, able body to live their life the way that they would want to in all their full capabilities. But of course, thinking logically, there would be a dark side too if this were possible. We would have evildoers with their unstoppable, endless supply of new physical forms. And the new challenge would be, how can we stop their evil mentality from transferring to new able bodies? Now, it reminds me, but seems a little different from Terminator or RoboCop, where the perfect forms were made from metal and tech. But actually, thinking in 2026, it might sound crazy to say, but don't you think this way of making robots using AI, self-driving vehicles, are actually increasing so fast in capability that this robotic transfer of thoughts, plans, and aspirations is actually a little bit more likely to become actuality instead of a physical human form? that people will embody. Of course, we have to give credit to the idea of mind-to-body transfer to the OG, Mary Shelley, who envisioned Frankenstein in a vivid dream more than 200 years ago in 1816. The idea of bringing a dead body back to life and all the societal and community and difficulties of having a new life and strange, of course, scary form. More recent versions on the theme of transferring consciousness have been explored in shows like 2020's Upload. The idea of transferring your consciousness to a cloud instead of heaven and afterlife, and how you could live virtually forever as long as you can keep paying. There's so many similar sci-fi themes about how to capture that amazing eternal youth that we are all seem to be seeking in this world. But the more I ruminated on it, the more I thought striving for perfection will really lose who we are. In my dream, as I took on the perfect human form version of myself, I became lost and I couldn't really find myself or my sense of self. My kids, my friends, and family didn't recognize me. And although I could run fast and climb mountains without breaks, I would win races and charm people with my strength and beauty, it really didn't suit me and actually made me really unhappy. Scars, wrinkles, and even my inability to walk up steep hills without a break or without losing my breath, these are indications of where I am in life as much as who I am as a person. My physical challenges remind me of my limitations and my need to live life better, slow down, be healthier, and prioritize what is meaningful. The happy and the sad, the good and the bad are all documented in these lines, these scars and aches and pains. Mistakes were made, victories were won, junk food was overeaten. These are all imperfections of an older body, which I need to embrace as I'm reminded that I will not live forever. If I was given the ideal physical form, it just wouldn't be me, and it would encourage irresponsible behavior. This is where I need to be now, at this stage in life. I have some Zen insights of a perfect reflection of you, which years ago I did a Zen meditation seminar with a monk, and it really stayed with me. It's something I often talk about with international visitors to Japan, when we go to beautiful Zen philosophy-inspired gardens in Hiroshima. In a Zen Buddhism meditation session, a monk gave me a mirror to hold up to half my face and see a perfect reflection version of a face. What would it look like to me? The monk said, "It's odd, isn't it? Because it's not you. You are beautiful and interesting because of your unique imperfections." It really hit me hard. And that's a great discussion to have with visitors to Japan as well. Something that everybody can relate to. These ideas of accepting who you are, accepting us as imperfect. This monk went on to explain how our uniquely flawed beauty, just like trees and nature, is not symmetrical, not proportional. The imbalance is more desirable and beautiful, just like ikebana flower display or a bonsai designed to be imperfect over hundreds of years. These unique imperfections make nature, bonsai, ikebana, and us so much more fascinating to look at. Peace and acceptance in life only come if we accept our changes, the changes in life and the changes in us personally, flaws and all. So 2026 will definitely be flawed as we head into this new year and we aim to embody the power and enthusiasm of the fire horse. I hope you don't mind me stating the obvious, that our world is horribly flawed and filled with disaster, injustice, inequality, and such serious problems. It's horribly frustrating that our leadership is not leading us. It's not leading us down the path we require for a livable planet, for inclusive community, and for responsible, ethical, sustainable businesses. But there will also be signs this year of hope within the darkness, because there always is. So I think our aim this year, just like the lessons learned in my dream and from the Buddhist monk many years ago, is not to wish to go back to a perfect version of the past, but to embrace change and flaws as a part of who we are as we are striving for a better future, in full knowledge of our imperfections and our limitations as aging humans on this planet. I hope you will join me in looking for optimism, looking for the positive, as we push forward and try to do better in this world. Hashtag let's go 2026, sustainability, people, planet, profit, and balance. Let's have a great year.